Protect. You're welcome back. A human rights expert says taking a public health approach to maternal health will not address access to education and information. This is key to women having information on family planning choices and other sexual reproductive health related information. The Executive Director of Women Advocates Research and Documentation Center, Dr. Abiola Akio-Diafalabi, gave the insight at a civil society media forum organized by Development Communications DevComs Network in Lagos. Akio-Diafalabi noted that a public health approach would also not take into context issues of physical access to emergency obstetrics care and user fees, which impacts the ability of women to seek maternal care. She stressed the need to provide a framework through which maternal health was approached holistically, not merely as a technical intervention, but a platform to address factors that can influence maternal health. According to her, that the maternal mortality rate has slightly increased from the 2008 ratio of 545 deaths per 100,000 live births to 576 deaths in 2013 is a demonstration of government's failure to ensure women and girls get adequate access to essential maternal health care goods and services. She listed financial, infrastructure, and institutional barriers as factors limiting access to adequate maternal health goods and services in Nigeria, reiterating the need to treat maternal mortality as a human rights violation, not less than torture. The need to stimulate public participation in devising ideas to address several challenges facing children living with cerebral palsy has come to the forefront. The founder of Cerebral Palsy Center, Noye Nweke, expressed views at a seminar themed Ideas for Change, organized to commemorate World Cerebral Palsy Day in Lagos. Nweke noted that the center, having assessed the interaction between the society and children living with cerebral palsy, decided to adopt a strategy based on awareness creation for this year's program and a bid to reaching out to the public. According to her, part of the strategy was to learn how cerebral palsy could be prevented and should it occur, how the condition could be managed. She said the ultimate goal was to promote awareness of cerebral palsy in Nigeria, understand that children and individuals with a condition have needs like every other person, and such children also should live at home with their families and not just orphanages. Wicked therefore urged the media and the public to key into the center's vision and mission by contributing positively through networking, which would help to secure permanent accommodation for the center, especially a place that will suit the needs of children with cerebral palsy. The chief referee in Nigeria Squash Federation, Bolaji Mogaji, said today that the federation would organize a refresher course for March officials ahead of the National Sports Festival. Mogaji spoke in Lagos on the preparation for the 19th National Sports Festival, scheduled to hold in Calabar from November 23rd to December 3rd. Mogaji said with players coming in from overseas, standard had to be upped to expectation. Yeah, however, said that the federation was yet to fix a date for the refresher course, while also appealing to players to conduct themselves as good sportsmen and women during the festival. Mogaji also urged them to channel whatever complaints they might have in the course of the festival to the appropriate quarters. And just before we go, let's consider this thought. Put your heart, mind, and soul into even your smallest acts. This is the secret of success. To end the Lagos State News, again, other main points. A religious group, the Muslim Rights Concern, MURIC, has said government should imbibe the core lessons of the Eid al-Kabir sacrifice and welfare citizens. The director of MURIC, Professor Ishaq Akintola, gave the advice in his Salah message to celebrate Eid al-Kabir in Lagos. A human rights expert has said taking a public health approach to maternal health will not address access to education and information. This is key to women having information on family planning choices and other sexual reproductive health related information. For contact with the newsroom, call 01737 9784. You can also listen to news on our website on Radio Lagos, ecofm.net. That ends Radio Lagos State News broadcasts on Radio Lagos on 7.5 FM. Good evening.